Hearts in Atlantis, Disc 2.
Bobby did find out, and it didn't take him 20 pages to also find out that Lord of the Flies was a hell of a book, maybe the best he'd ever read. 10 pages into it, he was captivated. 20 pages and he was lost. He lived on the island with Ralph and Jack and Piggy and the little ones. He trembled at the beast that turned out to be a rotting airplane pilot caught in his parachute. He watched, first in dismay and then in horror, as a bunch of harmless schoolboys descended into savagery, finally setting out to hunt down the only one of their number who had managed to remain halfway human. He finished the book one Saturday, the week before school ended for the year. When noon came and Bobby was still in his room, no friends over to play, no Saturday morning cartoons, not even merry melodies from 10 to 11. His mom looked in on him and told him to get off his bed, get his nose out of that book, and go on down to the park or something. "Where's Sully?" she asked. "Dalhouse Square, there's a school band concert." Bobby looked at his mother in the doorway, and the ordinary stuff around her with dazed, perplexed eyes. The world of the story had become so vivid to him that this real one now seemed false and drab. "What about your girlfriend? Take her down to the park with you." "Carol's not my girlfriend, Mom." "Well, whatever she is, goodness sakes, Bobby, I wasn't suggesting the two of you were going run off and elope. She and some other girls slept over Angie's house last night. Carol says when they sleep over, they stay up and hen party practically all night long. I bet they're still in bed or eating breakfast for lunch." "Then go to the park by yourself. You're making me nervous. With the TV off on Saturday morning, I keep thinking you're dead." She came into his room and plucked the book out of his hands. Bobby watched with a kind of numb fascination as she thumbed through the pages, reading random snatches here and there. Suppose she spotted the part where the boys talked about sticking their spears up the wild pig's ass, only they were English and said arse, which sounded even dirtier to Bobby. What would she make of it? He didn't know. All his life they had lived together. It had been just the two of them for most of it, and he still couldn't predict how she'd react to any given situation. "Is this the one Bradigan gave you?" "Yeah." "As a birthday present?" "Yeah." "What's it about?" "Boys. Marooned on an island, their ship gets sunk. I think it's supposed to be after World War III or something. The guy who wrote it never says for sure." "Oh, so it's science fiction." "Yeah," Bobby said. He felt a little giddy. He thought Lord of the Flies was about as far from Ring Around the Sun as you could get, but his mom hated science fiction, and if anything would stop her potentially dangerous thumbing, that would.